Hey, it is Friday night, and that means it is time for the Big E Sports Show. Welcome back to SB Nation Radio, and it has been an incredible program so far. Right now, we're going to pack our bags. We are going to head out to the beautiful state of South Carolina and visit with Brad Sinkiff, who is a sports writer covering the Clemson sports for the Independent Mail, which is part of the USA Today network. And right now, the celebration, it continues. Clemson winning the national championship. First title since 1981. And we're going to debate with him, hey, which title is better? Let's get into it. Which championship was better? So a lot to get into with Brad. Good evening. It's nice to have you on our program for the very first time.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And one of the reasons we have invited Brad on the program tonight, because he is one of four sports writers that teamed up with Triumph Books. They have released a new book. It is titled Clemson Crowned. We're going to get into that and all of the details, but we want to get a full recap of this magical season. What was it like for you, Brad, personally, to uncover this incredible run?
Well, you know, this was a Clemson team that did it last year as far as getting to the national championship game. So, you know, they knew what to expect. I felt like I knew what to expect, you know, in terms of how the season would play out. It's still just unfathomable when you think that a team can do this 2 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
You know, they this time they actually lost a regular season game, so there was a little bit different feel. They weren't chasing perfection. They still got in the playoff. You know, a lot of teams lost the same night that Clemson did, and that opened the door back up for the Tigers getting the playoff. And, you know, this was a team that lived on the edge almost all season. You know, I think they played eight games determined by a touchdown or less. It was just week after week, game after game, it felt like that maybe this was the week that it all crumbles. You know, maybe the expectations are just too much for this Clemson team. Somehow, some way, they willed themselves through it. You know, and Deshaun Watson, the quarterback who everyone knows, and, you know, a Heisman finalist, and now a national champion. You know, he's just one of those guys that Clemson felt like he was going to win them a national championship one day. And you hear those things, and a lot of people say that, and it sounds great. But to actually see it happen and come to fruition has changed really this entire state of South Carolina. These are people who've waited 35 years to win another national championship.
You know, I think back to last year, you know, coming up short, what were your expectations coming into this season? Because there's more pressure, you know, bigger goals, more lofty goals, winning it all. Did you think that ultimately that the Tigers, that they could get it done, Brad?
You know, I looked back at Ohio State the previous year, you know, the Buckeyes win in the championship in 2014. They're set up to make another run in 2015. And it didn't happen. Things kind of fell apart for them early in the season. They got it back and had a good year, but it wasn't a great year. That's what I thought would ultimately end up happening to Clemson. I thought the expectations, you know, the drive to get back was just going to be too much of a heavy weight on them. But it wasn't. You know, I mean, this is a team that was built, I think, to make this kind of run. And when you have a quarterback as consistent as Deshaun Watson, you have a defense that for most of the year showed up consistently, and just a bunch of guys who believe because they tasted it. They felt like what it was like, you know, in the end of 2015 to get to the national championship and to be, you know, 5 points shy of Alabama, the vaunted Crimson Tide. That was their motivation. And maybe I underestimated just how much push and drive that would give this team.
Clemson wins the national championship, and all I can say, Brad, you know, when I watched that game, it was epic, to say the least, 35-31, and it was a game that really featured so many outstanding individual performances. We're going to get into that, but I have to ask you, I mean, have you been able to fully digest this historic season and that they are living a dream, what they wanted?
I think so. It started to sink in. You know, it was such a whirlwind going from Glendale, Arizona,
sure,
the Fiesta Bowl, Tampa for the national championship.
Yeah.
I mean, you after a while, if you work 21 straight days, you sort of kind of forget everything. So, I've had time to kind of piece it all back together, replay the game in my mind a little bit and how it played out. And you know, it's still just a remarkable championship game. You know, you don't have to be a fan of either team to appreciate what both teams did in that game and to give the fans such a great ending. I think really summed up the college football season the way you want it to.
I think you're exactly right, because it was, as I had just mentioned, an epic battle for the title. But both of the teams, whether which side that you're on, whether you're Crimson Tide or the Tigers, both of these teams left everything they had on the field, and it was just an incredible a rematch from last year. Who's the guy you tipped the hat the most to? I'm assuming it's going to be that quarterback in Deshaun Watson.
Well, yes. I mean, without Deshaun Watson, Clemson has, no chance. But Hunter Renfrow, the receiver who caught the game-winning touchdown, I think he deserves so much credit, not just for that play. Earlier in the game, in the third quarter, Alabama gets a turnover, a fumble, and it looks like the guy's going to have a clear path to a touchdown, which that Alabama defense has been doing all season, and Hunter Renfrow is the guy who runs him down and trips him up and makes a tackle. And then Renfrow comes back and makes a couple other plays, and then he catches the game winner. This is a guy who is a former walk-on, somebody who really had no business being in this kind of game.
Wow.
He's a 170 on a good day, 5 foot nothing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but you can't underestimate the heart of a guy like that and the speed and the quickness. We think of speed in terms of running in a straight line. He's one of the quickest receivers out of his route I've ever seen, and I think it showed on that game-winning play. He's a guy who deserves a lot of credit for what Clemson accomplished.
Okay, so you're giving credit. We've got to give some more credit, though, to Deshaun Watson, because he truly was brilliant in terms of his execution. And in my opinion, everybody, fell in love with Lamar, with Jackson, but I really felt like Deshaun Watson should have won the Heisman. How high do you think he's going to go in the 2017 draft?
Oh, it's really hard to say. There's so many different evaluations. People see different things in him. I mean, you can point to just his overall athletic ability. I mean, it's a guy who can run. He can get out of the pocket if he needs to. He can scramble. He's got a good arm. I think, his accuracy needs to improve a little bit. And if he goes into the combine and doesn't show what he needs to with that accuracy, it could cost him a little bit. But when teams sit down and talk with him and they see how intelligent he is and just an overall good kid, he's a good person. He's the kind of person you want to represent an NFL team and be the face of an NFL team. I think somebody's going to fall in love with him. I think somebody's going to take him in the first round. Maybe it's middle of the first round. He may not be a top 10 pick, but ultimately somebody's going to really like Deshaun Watson for all the things he brings to a football team.
Okay, Brad Sinkiff with us about 30 seconds at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Tell us about the new book and where our listeners can go and get it, Brad.
Yes, it's called Clemson Crowned. It is currently on TriumphBooks.com. You can go there and find it. I know at least in the upstate of South Carolina and throughout South Carolina, you can find it at Walmart and Walgreens and Barnes & Noble, places like that. It's at Amazon as well. Go order it there. It's only $14.95. I'm telling you, that's a steal for this thing. It's packed with pictures. It chronicles the whole season. It's four of us writers, Manny Robinson and Scott Kiefer and Dan Hope and myself, chronicle the season from beginning to end. We take you through it all. And you can kind of relive it visually and with words. And just it's just a really cool keepsake that commemorates everything Clemson accomplished in 2016.
A beautiful celebration of the Clemson Tigers. They are the national champions. Brad, such a pleasure to have you on the program, and we definitely will have you back. Great guest and first time on the program. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity and the time.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.